Just talk a little bit about this year so far. How do you feel like you've been doing?
Just as a team?
Nope, you personally.
Personally, you know, I mean, when they put me in my role, I've been doing a decent job. Definitely have to improve on the things that they include me in the game plan at. But, you know, it's decent so far. I got a lot to improve on, though.
With Mayo maybe being out for a certain period of time, I don't know exactly how long, how do you see your workload increasing, or what can you contribute to filling the void that he leaves behind?
I don't know the severity of his injury or whatnot, and so I don't know when he's going to be back, whether it's this week or not. So, you game plan for the worst and hope for the best.
Do you feel like you can slide over to the middle and help fill in the gap, I guess, so to speak?
Wherever they see me fit is where I'll be in this game plan.
Coach talked a little bit about you and your evolution as a fullback in this offense. I think he said he came to you around about training camp and about it. How did that conversation go?
Yeah, I don't know about training camp. Training camp would be a stretch. Give me a little bit of time to plan for fullback. But maybe he said like the first game, you know, that game week. They tell me to go run my face into some people. I'll do it.
How much experience have you had on the offensive side in your career?
Slim to none. I mean, very slim to none. But I played tight end in high school, if we want to go back some years. So, you know, I did all right back then.
Catching the ball is not foreign.
It's not foreign. No, I cast on, but it's all right.
I'm trying to make the analogy that it's just like linebackers just looking for a hole. Is that...
Yeah, I mean, you know, they tell you a certain thing. They want you to run a certain direction, you know, fill a hole and hit somebody on the way. So in a lot of the same senses, it's like linebacker. So, you know, so far I've been doing all right at it.
They had another linebacker here a couple of years ago in Vrabel who was goal line packages an awful lot. Yeah. Did you watch him at all? Did you see him at all? And what did you think?
Yeah, I watched him as a kid and whatnot. If I could fit into that – kind of a guy that he was, that'd be great.
Do you like to catch the ball?
I love catching the ball. Yeah, that's what kind of a question is that? I do.
Obvious questions.
I do.
Are there any plays you're particularly proud of that you've made since this year? Is there any one or two blocks that you really feel were
key blocks?
Spring a guy.
As far as being a fullback?
Yeah.
Anytime I can get Benny or the running back, like this last game I got Benny in the end zone, helped with that. So anytime we score, that's hopefully an effective block on my part, which helps the team.
Do you remember when you started to feel comfortable back there? Or was it a thing you picked up pretty quickly?
Yeah, it picked up pretty quickly. I don't have as many things as, you know, Brady has going on his head. So, you know, it's just kind of whatever they tell me to do, I'll just go do that.
You talked about it a little bit in preseason when you had that experience of the dot on the helmet. How much does that help at a point like this? Do you go back there and draw upon that experience?
Yeah, I do. You know, when I have the dot on my head, you know, you have that sense of the defense somewhat on your shoulders and whatnot. So you got to look in the past and say, you know, when the dot was on my shoulders, the defense was kind of, or when the dot was on my helmet, the defense was kind of on my shoulders. And so, you know, with whatever's going on with our defense right now, you know, everybody's got to help as much as possible, including myself. So, you know, whatever needs to be put on my shoulders, I will see as it's fit.